welcome to Commissioner's Corner. I'm Leah Yades, and today we're at Fireman's Park with Commissioner from District 6, Pepe Cabeza de Vaca. Pepe, how are you doing today?
Very good, Leah. Thank you for having me today.
Commissioner, we're very excited to have you part of the team. Now, tell us a little bit about the improvements. We're at Fireman's Park, you know, kind of just the most important park in District 6, just like the essential park. So tell us a little bit about the improvements that you're thinking about doing for this park.
Thank you. Very excited to be part of the McAllen team and bring a lot of positive ideas and growth and general stuff for our residents to enjoy and have a better quality of life. So as you mentioned, we're going to be doing some improvements into Fireman's Park, Town Lake, and one of them in that section over there, we're going to be having a new pier, and that new pier is going to have kayaks. We're going to be renting kayaks to the family so they can paddle around the water that we have over here. They can go ahead and fish. It's a catch and release, but they can go ahead and fish and have a good time. And we also are thinking about part to the back, make a splash pad.
You know, Commissioner, I think it's very essential, especially here in the valley, just having that water connection because of the heat. So that's what you guys are trying to do. What other improvements?
Well, in the parks in general, we're gonna try to have an element of all-inclusiveness into each park, not only in District 6, but also in the city of McAllen. And what I mean by all-inclusive, it means that we're gonna have some kind of like a swing or a merry-go-round or something that can accommodate the necessities for kids with disabilities. I think it's very important to be responsible and to get them also included into our parks.
To get all the kids included, to be able to bring them that need that they want to be able to be included with their friends, right?
Of course, they can play with their friends, with siblings, with their family members. When some enjoy, they can enjoy our parks as well.
Of course, Commissioner, tell us a little bit more about, you know, just the hike and bike trails that you're thinking of doing for this district.
Oh, awesome. Well, one of the things that we're thinking about is to go ahead and do linear parks. And what I mean by linear parks is going to be parks running along our drain system, our drain dishes. So it's a twofold. One, we're going to have those hike and bike trails running through by the ditch in the easement, so we don't have to buy any additional land. That land already pertains to us, and we can do something like that. People can just walk from their home to any drain ditch near their home and exercise. They don't have to drive all the way to Second Street or to Bicentennial, which is our trail system in the city of McAllen, where they can use that, you know? Or maybe they want to drive and use the other trail, but now we're giving them a little bit more of an option on how to exercise.
More like in their backyard, they could just walk to the trail and then, you know, have, you know, be able to get that exercise in.
Yeah, sometimes you only have 15 minutes to spare for the exercise and they don't have the time to drive somewhere, you know, and they can do it right there and then. I mean, at the end of the day, what we want, it's a healthier community, a healthier McAllen. This is gonna make us a more sustainable community.
Of course, improving the quality of life, that's what we're always looking for, right, Commissioner?
Definitely, yes.
So tell me, you were talking about, you know, having some drainage projects, also improving quality of life would be with drainage projects. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So the drainage projects that we are taking, we have a lot of drainage projects in all the cities. Some are funded in-house, some are with a 2018 bond that we passed as citizens back then about drainage specifically. So what we're doing right now, we're improving our drainage in the city of McAllen. And once that water goes out, it goes to another system of drainage, which is the north main drain and the south main drain. That's what carries mostly of the water in Hidalgo County. Mm-hmm. So what we want is to help to get that capacity better into those main drains, because our water gets there. If we improve our drainage and the capacity in other parts is not sufficient, guess what's gonna happen? That water is gonna come back. So we're trying to make sure that we partner with Hidalgo County, with other cities, to get those drains better, so handle the water and take it out of our streets as fast as we can.
It's an effort for everybody, especially now with the storms, all these storms coming, right?
Definitely. What we want is the water out. Why? Because if we have water in our streets, we're going to have a problem with transportation. We're going to have a problem with traffic. We're going to have our first responders, maybe ambulance, cannot pass somewhere because it's too much water. Mm-hmm. And then the water stands. And then we have a vector control problem because we're going to have snakes and rats and and mosquitoes and stuff like that. And what we don't want. We want the water out of the streets as soon as possible.
Commissioner, I know you have many projects. Please tell us, is there any other project that you want to mention?
Well, like I said, the parks, it is one. The drainage, it's another one that we're doing some beautification projects in certain subdivisions. We're planting trees, we're planting different kind of native plants. So everything looks better when you have a lot more nature into your neighborhoods and the streets.
And now with the community tool shed, I think they could also, you know, get that those shovels and the things that they need so they could improve their...
Definitely. Definitely. When they want, if they don't have the means that of the equipment, they're like, well, we don't want to buy this because it's going to be a one-time thing. They can go to our community tool shed and they can get it from us. It's a way to help them. It's a way to keep our Bacalan beautiful. And like you said, keep the quality of life.
Commissioner, is there anything else you'd like to add? Please let us know any information where we could contact you. If there's any questions, any of our residents want to know about the district, where can they contact
you? Sure. So they can email me at pepecdv@mcallen.net, or they can call my cell phone number, 956-207-1929. That's my personal cell phone number. They can reach me there. I'm here for our community and to have a better quality of life for everybody in Mcallen.
So stay tuned for more information and new initiatives that Commissioner from District 6, Pepe Cabeza de Vaca, has to offer. Commissioner, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed talking to you guys and to the citizens of Mcallen. See you all there, guys.
For the City of Mcallen, I'm Leah Yades.